Brought up Middle Earth.
Yeah. I'm about to throw things at you.
We should have had a ball we could throw back and forth. Be like,
you. We could not.
Be like Ross and Joey when they were throwing the ball.
Yeah, yeah. You're so cool. But yeah, but the obstacles, or as they say in Big Brother, obstacles.
Is what?
The obstacles.
Big Brother.
What's the one? Oh, brother. Oh, brother.
Oh, brother, where
the
are
obstacles.
They?
You've seen that one. Please
tell me seen that one. I don't remember obstacles. Are we rolling?
Are you getting those headphones?
Oh my gosh, that was a perfect.
Do we have to?
We're rolling.
Look at this thing. What? I mean, this
we're
thing
rolling.
Is pulling back against me.
I don't know if we are.
We are. We're on.
Goodness.
I'm
gracious.
Just waiting for David to hear the music.
Are we? Oh wait, we got music.
Hear the music.
Hold on. Good Lord, you said these.
I told you to get the 4X.
These are big enough.
Good thing is everybody's going to see you struggling to put on headphones. Oh, that's phenomenal.
What's the music?
Are you not playing it?
We're in.
He is.
What this do you think? What do you think? Come on, give us some honest feedback.
1 out of 10. What do you give it?
I'm gonna have to give it a 6.
Hey, oh,
about better, 5 higher than I would have.
Well, I mean, it's not like it's Air Supply or Barry Manilow or
hey,
you know,
if you will,
Tom Jones.
Pull that a little forward to knock a little bit of the shine.
I gotta tell
off.
You, I'm just amazed you found a pair big enough. Can I take them off?
Look,
and the reason I say that, it accentuates the size of this head.
They're about to bust and break this window.
We need to take these off because it's going, look, this head is huge.
Hey, if you want to take them off, take them off.
I'm just glad that you put them off.
Be comfortable. Yeah, that was.
That's made my day. All right, this is over.
Okay, thank God.
Mission
I can hear
accomplished.
You.
I think you're the first guest.
I mean,
put
besides.
Them on.
Besides, the reality of it is, if I put these on, look.
Hey, yeah, we
you
are. Good to see you, everybody.
Look, you can't see the shine. I mean, I turtle waxed this thing this morning for this event.
Oh, goodness.
I did something special. My hair, you're just ruining everything. I'm gonna have like
all right,
that hair.
Let's move on from your huge, enormous head. We're talking just before, and Michael just couldn't find the record button for some
Not
reason.
Not fast enough.
Talking about movies.
Oh.
Talking about, all right. Everybody knows you're a Spider-Man guy. So, Mr. Wiggins, Spider-Man. Yes, we'll get to that. Okay. I know you have a Spider-Man watching everything okay. else. What's your favorite genre of movies?
Well, I would say superhero.
Any superhero movie?
No.
Anything?
DC can just go.
He's
somewhere.
Not.
Really? So, yeah. You're particular.
I accept, except Superman.
What about Batman?
I have to protect my job.
Yeah.
You don't like Batman?
Batman is so awesome. But can I say something? He's not a superhero. He's a hero.
Does that not make him more super, though, that he's a normal human being
look at that
goes to
no.
super extents?
No. I like the logic
no.
there.
Makes him insane.
It makes him better.
He's psychotic.
Well, that's
right?
What all supervillains are, is insane.
Well, shouldn't he be a supervillain?
All right. So, who's number two? No, he's not a supervillain. Don't you ever say that about Bruce Wayne. Gosh.
I didn't say about Bruce Wayne. I said about Batman. They're two separate entities.
No, they're right.
Yes, they are.
No.
Bruce Wayne is
Batman
not
is really
Batman.
His alter. Excuse me. Bruce Wayne is his alter ego. Batman's his true identity, just if you really want to get into it. And we've lost just about 90% of the viewers
All
now.
All the viewers are
so
gone.
So good, we might as well talk about what we want
we've
to.
We've got...
Who's behind Spider-Man? Who's number two?
Venom.
Good Lord. Get off the Spider-Man run.
Is there another one?
Yeah. Come on.
The Spider-Verse.
Give me somebody. Give me an Avenger.
An Avenger? Thor? Come on, God of Thunder. Mjolnir. Okay. I mean,
who's yours?
Loki.
Go stand
Loki's
outside.
Not an Avenger.
He's not an Avenger.
But I thought you meant in the universe.
Okay.
In that universe.
Loki's your favorite out of all.
He's pretty good, isn't he?
But hold on, can we give credit?
Is that though? The only one that you can think of?
No.
But
he's
can
crafty.
We give credit? Loki actually, season 2, saved the timeline.
Saved it.
That's because saved
they he came
Tom
through
Hiddleston
without
to
Loki.
Stay around.
The story can't. It doesn't progress.
Michael,
yeah, but he's done.
Come out to lunch or something. Yeah. I mean, just yeah. I need to talk to you. It's why the time stone's green.
Wow.
But yeah. It's not in the comics, by the way.
Is that a movie-only thing?
Oh.
Oh, yes. Yeah. There's yeah,
do y'all do the comics, too? Do y'all read the comics?
Oh, boy.
He reads a lot more than I do.
Way more comics.
Yeah.
He is a comic connoisseur.
Really? Is that just, do you do the manga thing, too, as well?
No.
The Japanese, just
what?
No, manga?
No.
What's that?
Japanese comics?
Japanese stuff.
Dude, we're talking about
I do have.
Marvel
I do have.
Superheroes.
Hey.
Manga look. Spider-Man and yeah. Kid Venom, which is a manga title.
What?
Yeah.
Now, y'all are in a... All right, you lost me now. I'm leaving.
We got... just, the floor is ours.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, I've never even heard.
I didn't know we were going to spend the morning talking about comics and superheroes. This is the best day of my life.
What do you want to talk about?
Am I getting paid for this? Is this on the clock?
That depends on how you do. It depends on how many views you get. So make it interesting.
Brought to you by Premier Bank of the South.
Out of all the shows that we've done, I've never mentioned the bank.
I was about to say, I don't even think we've.
Yeah, yeah, we see your shirt. And everybody, you can't see mine because I blend into the wall behind me. So blame Michael for that.
Beneath the head, there is a shirt there.
Yeah, it's just a floating head.
He's
right,
like
here.
A big green
fat head with double chin. Sorry.
His superpower's invisibility.
He's just neck down.
Yeah, we're talking about superheroes. It's just from here.
Worst superhero ever. My powers to be invisible from the neck down.
Stop here.
Oh man, I'm ready to go home. This is the shortest one
wings.
Ever.
Is it too early for wings?
Yeah, call them in.
Oh man,
call wings. We are going to do that wing challenge.
I'm pretty disappointed.
And I'm going to throw
that.
It out there right now.
Oh gosh,
that everybody are a bunch of sissies. I don't know if I can say that in the
say
world,
it.
But everybody's a bunch of sissies and backed out on.
I said yes.
I'm disappointed.
You said yes because you thought you had to.
Well, I do, but I'm going to cry. But I'm going to be there.
Maybe we should, Jacob. Should you throw the challenge out there? Maybe people didn't feel publicly challenged enough.
Oh yeah, I'm throwing it out there now to anybody that'll listen. The 10 wing challenge. Brought to you by Hot Ones, which is a great show. It's Sean Evans, I think.
And Premier Bank of the South.
We're good. Don't say that. You'll get us sued. Throw it out there right now. If somebody wants to come eat wings with me, I have not tasted any of these sauces. I want to try it.
Tell them what you have, though.
He's got them. He's got the
set.
Yeah,
the Hot Ones spice.
The
it's
actual.
Got 10.
The,
yes.
It's got every one of them. It goes up to number 8, which is the bomb. And that's the one they say explodes your mouth. So we'll see.
I don't.
Then there's way more after that.
I have watched as he introduced me to this, watching the Hugh Grant, Ryan Reynolds one.
Hugh Grant?
Hugh Jackman.
Really?
Sorry.
Wow. Wow.
That sounds like a cute love story.
I'm in love actually mode. I'm sorry.
Deadpool and the
Deadpool Wolverine. No. I watched it, and I've been going through seasons. And the other day, I sent him a video of Tom Holland doing it. And I said, if Spider-Man can do it, I can do it. I can do it.
Could be.
He did it pretty well, too.
He did.
What did he say? Like, nodding off. Deadpool.
He said a bad
nodding Deadpool. That's good. I couldn't think of anything. Hugh Grant. I'm not a Hugh Grant guy.
What? I'm just
you
a girl
are?
Standing in front of a guy asking him to love her. You don't? That movie? That scene? No? Nothing? You're dead inside.
Which one? What is that? Is that
Notting
about
Hill.
A boy?
Come on, that's not a heel.
Notting
who
Hill.
Is, doesn't Deadpool say that?
Julie Roberts.
One of them,
yes,
them
he
says
does.
That.
Does
that's
he?
Why
in,
he
in
does
no,
it.
It's Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber. I'm just a girl standing in front of a guy. wait. Oh, that's a great part of that
I
movie.
I thought this was going to be a structured conversation, and we're all over the place.
Do you want us to go back to... So, David... If you will, tell me about today's political climate.
So did you hear me say Hugh Grant instead of Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, I did.
I want to drink my delicious Scooter's white mocha coffee in my Premier Bank of the South cup.
And I just want to say thank you guys for offering
never again.
Me a drink.
Never. I
really, that nobody's done that.
Called this guy, asking him to get him a coffee. Why, no.
If I had to do this.
They'd walk in. Did you just do that because you're running late?
My thing is, when you said you don't drink coffee, Allie, you're like dead to me. I can't. If it weren't directed by the boss,
guy.
I wouldn't be here for this. I would have gotten out of the truck and walked back.
Well, the door's still open.
Oh, man, you got me on that one.
It's going to take me a while to get these off my massive head, but I'm going.
You
bought those
got you
now.
Trapped.
They're done.
the headphones are the trap.
Well, we've covered just about everything we need to cover today. What? All right, let's exclude superhero. What's your favorite movie?
Oh, man, Braveheart.
Of all time.
Oh, that's nice.
Hands down.
Yeah. That's a tough one to
and
watch,
that's a
though, right?
It is. There are parts in that movie that just...
What's so tough about it to watch?
Well, I was going to tell you.
Man,
I was going to say it's gut-wrenching, but the ending
is
gut-wrenching.
Yeah.
But that movie's amazing.
Yeah, I'd always turn it off right before the end.
Ugh. Oh, it's tough. Ugh.
I mean, that's just let's leave right after he wins that last battle.
Yeah,
but you have
there.
To watch the part where Mirren comes walking through when he's looking at her. That brings it back to the center. It's beautiful.
You got
to
watch the end just for when that guy throws that big, huge sword.
Oh, man, come on.
And then what's his name? He shouts it out.
Robert the Bruce?
No. What's Mel Gibson's character's name?
William Wallace.
That's what he hollers whenever he throws that sword.
Freedom!
Yeah.
The worst part is they kind of leave it up to your imagination. I mean, they don't really show anything.
They did win that battle.
Historically.
Historically.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, after the movie.
Yeah. No, like so, real like life.
After,
oh, yeah. Not after the movie. The movie's gone.
The sequel. I'm sorry. Is there a sequel?
I don't know if you know this, but movies stop whenever it goes black. It stops.
The sequel is Robert the Bruce. Terrible movie.
Was it bad?
It's historical. It's terrible.
Same guy.
Same sorry, guy.
Everybody, I'm coughing. Just
and he's a fantastic excited. Actor, but it's a terrible movie.
Hmm. Same guy.
Same guy. Plays Robert the Bruce.
And it really was a follow up.
It really was a follow up.
Didn't Robert the Bruce lose Scotland back?
He did. You can look it up. Wow. And kilts were not worn in that time period. You can look that up too.
History. Look at this. I like it.
My beautiful wife texted me, so I had to answer that. Yeah.
Priorities.
She says I never talk about her, so I'm going to talk about her.
Here we go. Tell us about.
Oh, she is wife. A beautiful, beautiful young lady who I have completely outkicked my coverage. I don't need either one of y'all to shake your head in agreement, please. Yeah, both y'all just chomping at the bit, say something bad about me. So, what's your favorite movie outside? Well, you don't even like comic book movies. You still haven't seen Deadpool Wolverine, have you?
I haven't, but I've seen the first two Deadpools.
You're friends with this guy?
But I haven't seen the...
Wait, you've seen the first two and you haven't seen the third one, the greatest Marvel movie in
cinema. It's not out yet, right? Oh, you can't say that.
Oh, yes, I can.
On streaming.
I watched Infinity War over the weekend.
We're going to get canceled.
And Endgame 2 nights
ago. We're going to get canceled.
But Deadpool Wolverine...
What for? Why?
Brings it.
Because that's a very controversial...
It is highly controversial.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It's been Infinity War, Endgame, back and forth for years, but...
Just because Endgame was just the build-up doesn't mean it's the best, by the way. It's a very good movie.
Oh, it's amazing.
But Deadpool and Wolverine really is
non-stop
a great movie.
Stop from the beginning to the end.
The whole thing.
Do you like comic book movies at all?
Yeah, yeah. I watch...
Like...
I've seen most
apparently
of them.
Since you've seen Deadpool and Wolverine.
I didn't make it to the theater. We missed it. I think there were a lot of kids' movies out at that time. We were going to see the kids'
Don't
movies.
Take your kids to it. No. Do not take your kids to it.
I asked my 19-year-old, have you seen it yet? Just be careful.
I had a few buddies, and I was at football, and he said, hey, I thought it was a kids' movie, and we had to leave. I'm like, oh, yeah, immediately you left.
So are we going to go see Venom together, or do I just have to go with a...
When does this come out?
Come out?
It came out last Thursday.
Oh,
was it out?
Yes, out. I count the minutes till I get to go.
Is there... Yeah, we'll go see it.
Okay.
That's my newest pastime is to go watch movies.
Today, let me check my AMC
always with
app.
A seat in between.
Just a seat in between.
Well, the popcorn's got to go somewhere because the first time I sat in his lap, he got all offended.
That's good, Lord. We did just get canceled completely on that one. Everybody's like, nope.
Sorry, Holly.
We got... It's... All right, let's... At the movies. We're just going to keep this a good light because there's really no substance to talk about with this guy. We'll get to you in a minute, maybe talk about something about
who
you.
Who are you talking about?
Yeah. And I'd rather talk to Michael because apparently you're on your phone for some reason. Yeah,
because Depp
preoccupied.
Venom comes out.
The first guest that we've had is rude enough to be on
the
phone.
But look, there's a showing at 2:30. We could catch that. Go to lunch, go see Venom.
If
great
work day.
If you
don't do well in this,
yes,
you're going to have a lot of free time. So, back to my original question.
Let me put that phone face down.
Going to the movies, what's your go-to? What's the one thing you have to have?
Oh, man. I like quiet. Like not a lot of
He doesn't drink coffee.
I don't like a lot of rustling of rappers. And
God. So you're that guy?
Yeah, but apparently this is how old I've gotten is the last time we went and saw a movie, apparently some people started moving, shuffling around behind me, and I got kind of ill about it. My wife was like, well, if you would quit snoring, they wouldn't have to move. I fell asleep in the movie.
I got to know. What movie?
I don't even remember.
Had to be Titanic.
No, it wasn't Titanic. No, this was recent. This wasn't
1997.
Yeah.
What? I'm older than you guys. My mind goes a different place.
It feels modern.
Are you? Have you turned into a get off my lawn guy?
Ooh.
A little bit. We have a four-way stop in our neighborhood.
Oh,
I'm
you
on the
sit
corner.
There and police it?
I don't sit there.
You sit in the yard
but if
and
I
lawn
see
chair.
it, because the kids ride the bike
are
sometimes,
you the head of
you
your
know?
Neighborhood watch?
I'm not the head, but that does
you remember,
irritate
though,
me.
Aren't you? He said that. I'm not the head. I'm the lieutenant.
We've got a loop, you know? We keep people in the loop. Me and Harold. And
He starts with me.
Oh, no.
Me
no.
and Harold.
They're not online. It's not a chat group.
Oh,
it's we just have
oh,
to
you
call
have to call each other. You have radio. You have radios, don't
it's
you?
It's a radio situation.
Walkie talkies. Let's call them what they are.
Walkie talkies. All right. What is your what's something? Because this is getting nowhere from Grump Head over here. What's your go to?
You.
No. Oh man! This is turning.
We watched.
This is turning.
No, we have watched
dirty words here in a minute.
We have watched the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe together.
This is taking a lot of turns.
Except, I think we missed Iron Man because you were probably in middle school.
We missed Avengers.
We did miss Avengers. Okay, but we've watched it together since. For me, Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
All right. So neither one of y'all are going to say that you have to have some popcorn.
I don't get popcorn.
Have to.
My wife and kids do.
I like
do.
It.
See, popcorn would be the thing that I'd get.
That's your go-to.
Oh my gosh,
every time.
With extra butter. Yeah. And I want the biggest bucket that they make.
Do you put the stuff on it? Cheese?
No.
The shaker?
I want the pump.
No, you're going.
That's just clogging arteries as soon as it hits the popcorn. But I'm
multiple pumps.
Don't you dare just give me one pump and then hand me that bag. I will throw it back at you.
No butter.
He's a butter guy.
I walk in with my bucket. I buy the bucket.
Yeah.
And say no butter, and he just stares at me for like 30 seconds.
Do they even do the bucket anymore?
Yeah.
Yes.
We've got a bucket.
What is it now?
Oh God.
What's on it? Like Barbie.
The date? No, no. It's just a bunch of colors. It's neutral.
Oh, they used to do the theme buckets.
A movie on it.
They used to do the cups that was themed. And we have spent 20 minutes talking about movies and nobody cares.
All the viewers are gone anyways. It's just us here,
now
guys.
It's might as well. We
it's just
talk.
Us.
Well, now we can talk.
We've lost everybody.
What else do we want to talk
Mission
about?
Mission accomplished. You're welcome.
Hey, when's the new Mission Impossible movie come out?
I have no idea. I haven't seen the last one.
Oh, it was good.
I know.
It was good.
Okay, well, somebody would never meet me at the theater to go see it.
Mm. I didn't see it at the theater.
Mm. I know you didn't. You bought it.
Yes.
Watched it.
Yes.
I know.
And it's fantastic.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good one.
I mean, I'm not They're the all pretty Tom good. Cruise guy,
I like
him. No, but he does Mission Impossible.
I don't want to hang out with him, but he's a good actor.
This last one was really good.
I'm more of a James Bond guy.
The newer ones?
Mm-hmm.
I do
now,
think,
nothing beats Sean Connery and Roger Moore era. But Daniel Craig.
Casino Royale is my favorite Bond movie.
No Time to Die, last one. My favorite.
Really?
He brought emotion into that one. Showed that Bond had a different dynamic.
Yeah, but I know. I just, that's,
and,
it's not spoiler, the way Bond is supposed to.
He died.
You're not supposed to say that.
Yeah. Controversy.
Well, it's not going to be on the, they're going
to if you don't know by
anyway.
Now, then you don't need to know. I mean, you should have watched the movies.
Have y'all seen gone back to and rewatched any of the older ones?
Oh, every time
when they come on TBS or TNT
some of those
or,
effects and things. Do you remember the one where he's in the spa kind of place and gets on the massage table? Do y'all remember that?
Sure,
and it's like an automatic.
Yeah,
I'm sure you're watching James Bond.
I was terrified.
I'm pretty sure.
I was terrified where the one where he went swimming and they released a bull shark into the pool.
Ooh.
As a kid, I can't.
Oh, that's a. Oh,
I know. It's right there on the tip of my brain.
Oh, it's Timothy Dalton.
There it is.
Was James Bond.
Oh, this
which,
before
which
Dalton. I'm thinking it was Roger Moore.
Which
you're
one?
About
what
that
was
the
that?
Laser on its head, like the real stupid stuff?
No, you're talking about Austin Powers.
Oh.
No, that was a classic.
Michael, what's our viewer count at this point?
Listen, I didn't know this was possible, but we're at negative. Like people, I don't know what that means exactly, but they're pushing it away. They're closing everything
so,
out.
Guys, you're welcome.
Right
we have set
saying,
a new standard.
Please make them stop.
Yes.
I set a new standard. You're welcome. This
yeah,
is awesome.
It is
yeah,
a new standard.
Gold standard is what you bring
Everything goes up from here.
Oh.
Look, right. I'm just going off of what the moderator puts out. I have no control over topics.
We do talk about people
okay.
when they're here, so we'll talk a little bit about you begrudgingly. How long do I have to talk about him?
Well, I may step away for a minute.
Yes.
Don't worry. I'll talk about me.
Yeah, I promise you. We can walk away and he won't even notice. All right. How long were you in education?
28 years. Not counting substitute total? Teaching and okay. all the fun things, yeah.
How long does that take? Like when you're in school and you start subbing, then you start
I was subbing just to make money in Auburn City Schools.
That before you knew you wanted to be a teacher?
No. No, I didn't want to be a teacher. I was getting my, kind of getting my feet wet.
So you're like in the process of getting the degree or
yeah,
what?
I was getting my early childhood education degree and there was a huge call in Auburn City Schools for substitutes. And the first day I showed up at Auburn Early Ed Center, they thought I was in the wrong place because, you got this 6 foot, 3 guy coming in talking about, I had a full beard, lustrous hair.
I was about to say you had full head of hair.
Like Mufasa, like one of the Gibb brothers. But yeah, I walked in and First, I never forget, they put me in the pink pod. That was my first experience in kindergarten.
The pink pod.
Pink pod. They had pink, blue, and green pods.
Wow.
That was amazing. And I fell in love with it that day. I said, I know what I want to do. I'm sure about my decision. And it went from there.
It's and you've brought that up before, but you are not your prototypical elementary teacher.
Early childhood, more specifically, pre-K through grade three. I can't teach by third. I taught kindergarten and second grade.
But yet you are the most loved teacher, administrator, whatever I've ever seen.
I had cookies and candy jars on my desk. Yeah. And I gave away like gift cards.
It goes back to, and it's just, I remember the first time that I ever met him. It was in East.
Mm-hmm.
He still had hair.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you had a full beard then too.
I did.
But it's.
What kind of year is this? Well, where were we at about like 2008?
I remember it being 08.
Slate would have been in third grade. So he's 20. Oh. How old are you in third grade? Eight or nine? He'd been eight.
So about two. 20,
that's 12 years ago.
12 years ago.
Yeah, I was. Wow.
That was when you first came to Coleman?
No, that's when I first met him.
That's when you first met him.
You'd been there, what, 2 years?
Yeah, we actually met earlier than that when Premier stepped in to adopt us for the Adopt School program. You came over to check it out, yes.
No, I met you at Open House.
I know that.
Yeah.
But I met you at the bank once.
Earlier meeting that you don't remember.
He makes up stuff, and he's so stubborn, he'll even argue with his employer.
Oh, that's right.
Because I didn't know what the guy looked like.
That was about 2012. That's correct.
Then this behemoth comes around the corner, and I said, who's that guy? And that's Mr. Wiggins. And then we didn't like each other at all at first.
No.
Took several meetings, and eventually we kind of hit it off.
You smell the sarcasm.
Okay. Yeah. So at first, it was love at first sight.
He hugged me when he left.
No, I did not.
Okay, I hugged him.
How many? I'm a real huggable person. Real hug happy over here.
Yeah, I'm a very physical, contact, touchy kind of guy, and he is not.
Is that why you have the chair in between at the movie theater?
Oh, 100%, because he would sit right next to
you. You told me it's because the popcorn goes there. So
it's a buffer.
Why do you think I get that huge thing of popcorn? Anyway, all right.
Yeah.
So, but back to what I was saying after I was so rudely interrupted by both of you. It's just if you don't mind, turn your mics and cameras off and let me just speak directly to the audience. No, but it's when I saw you that, I see this big hulking guy come around the corner. You're welcome.
Thank you.
And the kids are, chasing after him. And with so
the
much
principal.
Joy, with their principal. And then I watched, and the very first thing is I noticed about him, he was calling every one of those children by their name.
Do you have a good memory? Or are you just, the kids?
I really don't. No, I forget things I talked about yesterday, but with the kids, there's something about it. I remember every single child. I'll say this. I was asked once by Dr. Harris, the superintendent here that hired me, Dr. Jan Irons Harris, amazing educator, amazing woman. She asked me once, how do you do this? Is there some kind of a trick? The honest answer is just, you respect them enough to learn their name.
Mm.
And you just fall in love with them. Wow. So they're your kids. You know your kids' names.
Yeah. Our principals,
mine did not. No.
Now, luckily, that was back in the day, if they knew your name.
It was bad. It wasn't good.
No.
There was nothing good about them knowing your name.
To me, especially in Coleman, and his influence has gotten more state because he does so many conferences and things. He's changed the way that parents, students, and principals themselves view that position. It's instead of just being the leader, the hierarchy, if you see the principal come and you stand up straight at attention like it's a general coming down, it's I want to emulate that guy. I want to follow that guy because that's my leader and I know that he'll protect me. And I've never said that to you, and he's looking at me like I'm about to hit some kind of punchline, but it's true. How about that for off the cuff?
That is amazing.
I was not planning on saying anything nice.
This
about
is recorded,
you.
Right? So I can play
That's
this
right.
back. Hold
That's
on
right.
to it. When my review comes up, I'm going to play that again.
This is when you were in education.
Where did that come from? Did that come from somebody in your past? Did you have that example somewhere?
I always go back to one teacher. Third grade, Bluff City Elementary in Eufaula, Alabama, Virginia Crumpler.
Crumpler.
Mrs. Crumpler. She is the reason I'm a reader. She's the reason I love school. I always wanted to be, of course, Spider-Man, a police officer, a Marine, something of that nature. But Mrs. Crumpler changed that up in third grade. Hmm. So, yeah. She loved every
Where
kid.
Was that?
Bluff City Elementary in Eufaula, Alabama.
Eufaula, Alabama.
Eufaula City Schools. Go Tigers.
Which is where you're from.
Hometown. Born and raised. On the playgrounds where I spent most of my
time. Chilling out, Max, and relaxing off.
Come on.
Shooting some B-ball.
There you go. So that's,
you want to get in on this?
This is where he's saying a couple of guys who are up no good.
What? Yeah.
Okay.
Started making trouble in my neighborhood.
I got now, one now, little fight. My mom got scared.
All right.
Now, this is before you walk up and slap him and say, keep my name out your mouth kind of thing.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh. That way.
You're welcome. Rodney Brown, Premier Bank of the South.
No, don't say it after that.
Wha-bam.
Wha-bam.
All right. You were at East how many years?
17.
Were you really?
I was. I don't know. I've been told I was the longest sitting principal there. I can't validate that, but I just enjoyed my time there.
And you love the children, and that's not, and you loved what you did, but you love being at East.
There's something magical about that beautiful little elementary school. Something magical. The history there, 1936, still got the original wood floors laid in 34. It's amazing. The beadboard ceilings are still there. The smell when you walk in, it's
like the same. It's the same.
I walked in there the other day to give them a Premier Bank sponsored shout out to a teacher, and what it still smells. It's
same thing.
Beautiful. It's home. It's home. Always be home.
It's
but the bank comes first.
Yeah. Did you go to East, Jacob?
No, I went to West.
You went to West. It's probably got the same smell too. I'm guessing.
Yeah,
like my, when you go in.
I don't. Of course, right now I'm so stopped up I can't smell anything. So it's. Well, I'll just have to take y'all's word for it.
And I wore deodorant cologne for this, and you can't smell. Okay. It's Spider-Man cologne, by the way.
There's no such thing.
TJ Maxx, $10.
Oh, don't.
TJ Maxx Spider-Man cologne.
He'll pull out the weirdest Spider-Man stuff.
What does it smell like?
It's Spider-Man.
Sweaty Spider-Man suit?
It smells.
Sweaty Spider-Man. That's gross.
You just went right here. Ready? Here it goes. It smells amazing.
Nobody will get that, by the way.
I quoted it, so everybody will get no, amazing.
Nobody
Spider-Man.
Will understand what you're talking
Spider-Man
about.
Amazing Spider-Man comic title.
What I about Spectacular?
Movie.
What about Superior?
That's a good one, too. But that's when Doc Ock took over. Okay, we're not going to get into that. We're going to stay on this train because I'm enjoying this conversation.
Yeah, because I said something nice about
I
you.
Just
it won't
that,
happen
keep
again.
Keep that coming. Oh, are we done?
No, we're done with all that. All right. You transitioned into the private industry.
Yes.
You did come work at the bank.
Yes.
And I will say this. Michael, you've been around him enough. His personality was a huge draw for me because he can go, he can talk to anybody.
Yeah.
He's likable. People are drawn to him. It's a perfect fit
for
the bank.
It's a good fit to get out. Because you know what I always put in y'all's posts? I always put, and y'all never told me to do this, but
yeah,
I just
friendliest
did it.
Friendliest
bank in town. Because my kids... No, what bank do you have kids are like, I want to go to the bank. My kids do every time when I'm like, hey, I'm going to the bank. We want to come. They want to get the popcorn. Mm-hmm. They want to get a drink. You know,
they
I mean,
little
that,
Debbie cakes.
They got the snacks.
The candy, salt
it is
drinks.
The, it's, yeah. It, yeah. So that's, and it's a great fit.
That with him, it is a, it, he is so much better at getting out and about in front of people and going to things than I am, especially. That's what we needed, be able to get out there and have good representation for the bank, and he is a perfect fit.
Yeah, you've done great.
Thank you. I had no idea of all the things that we did.
Y'all do a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
Y'all do a lot. I was up at the – we've got basketball practices.
Yes.
Looking at the court.
Yes.
At the Vinemont Middle School.
There you go.
Premier Bank.
Yes.
Right there on it.
You're just going to Vinemont?
Yeah, I got two. What? Hey, I got one at Coleman High School, two at Vinemont. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So you're
go Vinemont Eagles.
You're
Eagles.
Living in Vinemont area now, huh?
We're pretty close.
Hey, Bob, what kind of shirt you got on today?
Kaiju ramen.
Oh my god!
Godzilla sort of situation.
I'm watching Blue Eyed Samurai.
Oh yeah.
What?
Just picked it up the other day. It was recommended by one of our tech guys, and I said I'll check it out. I'm not a big anime kind of guy, but Samurai. All right.
You can get in cool. on that.
Had to be John. Had to be John.
How'd
you recommended
know?
It.
How'd you? He oh, comes god. While we talk comics.
Oh, and he's a force to be reckoned with.
I'm gonna say you have the coolest college. People working at the bank, and I'm not saying me because we know I am, but the other people, just coolest people.
Well,
I have a lot of fun when I come by.
You're only as smart as the people you surround yourself by. So
that is so true.
Look, when I usually want to stop in, I just want to make a deposit or something. I'll end up being there for 45
You'll go over
minutes.
And talk to Paul, and that's there's Paul. No telling what kind of conversation.
Man, I love talking to Paul.
Oh, Paul is a you need to get him on camera and just let Paul go.
I'm trying to actually. I'm trying to get him and Matt Carter on.
I was with.
Well,
him
you're
on the
not
going
to have to talk. You just let those
I know
two
that's
just
the
go.
Whole plan. Let them go.
I was with him on the golf course for the Portland Police Department tournament. I got to tell you, had the best experience with Paul.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a legend. Everywhere I go, it's like Mr. Bedard, Johnny Cook, Paul, Gary, Tina, Trey, all these people's names just keep dropping. I'm like, yeah I'll work with them. So that gives me some kind of street cred. But Paul.
You notice who didn't say it.
He was fun.
Here I am, making up all this nice crap about
noticeably
him.
Missing from this list.
That's fine. How about everybody else, pal? See how well that treats you.
Look, I'll say this. Tracy and Paul at Kiwanis Club are hilarious. Mm. They make that club fun.
You got to give them credit. They do. They're fun.
Now, was that a shameless plug for Kiwanis?
If you're looking for a good volunteer nonprofit organization, Kiwanis Club.
you gonna put the membership application up right now?
I might need to.
Click below for your membership application.
Try to get that membership up to double digits.
look.
To my glasses.
David, listen. Last week there were six of us at the meeting, so you know.
Two hands.
That's it.
What? You're in Lions Club, aren't you?
Oh, boy. I'm in Lions, and we serve, and a number of other boards, yes.
Did you work at the fair?
I did. I am fry cook extraordinaire. David Bussman trusts me and taught me how to do funnel cakes and corn dogs, but chicken fingers
Did you
fries,
actually cook?
Oh, man. I haven't posted pictures because we serve. It's not about individual service. It's about the organization.
Yeah, come on. Keep going.
But no, there are great pictures of me back there serving.
We serve. That's the name of the group.
That's it. And literally, when you join Lions, you have 30 seconds to talk about yourself, and you do it any other time you're fine, because it's about organization.
I don't think you're supposed to talk about.
We serve.
All you do.
We serve.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to say.
Right now, if you need free eye screenings,
cut this out.
They're at the Good Samaritan Clinic. Our mobile eyesight truck is there. Just head on down.
Hold on, just a second. Give him a second. No, I mean, please continue. It's just an infomercial for you. Just do spots.
Oh, brought to you by Premier Bank of the South.
The friendliest bank in town.
Thank you, Michael. Your only family-founded, locally owned, operated, and controlled bank in Coleman, Morgan, Winston, and Madison counties.
There you go. I've actually been going up to the Vimont branch lately.
They are so
good. How'd they treat you?
Great.
Good. They better.
Fantastic.
It's such a nice and comfortable office. You walk in, just the climate is just welcoming. Of course, I love going to West Point. I get the perk. I get to drive around to different offices. Today, I'm going to West Point and Good Hope.
What do you do there? You get in and just what?
Take them pastries and drink coffee.
Hang out.
He's a cheerleader.
Yeah.
And I say that, and I mean that as a compliment. Can go in. What's funny is our whole organization has the same culture. And our main focus is we really want to take care of customers. That sounds like a catchphrase, but it's not. I mean, that's why we're there. We want to take care of customers. What's great is you can go to each one of the locations and they have their own personality.
Their climate's different.
It's still everybody's under the same culture umbrella, that the customer comes first. That's who we're going to take it. We're going to go out of our way to help them. But the way that they do that, you'll have some that might be a little more businesslike, and then you've got some that are country, some that are just as outgoing, bubbly, happy, no matter what the day is. It's neat to go around, and he gets to bring that energy just to get them pep back up, because, hey, we all get down.
So what you're saying is it's more about the people involved than, say, like...
Oh, my gosh.
So at the school, I used to use on... y'all stop talking. On our social media post for East Elementary, I would put a hashtag. I'm just going to keep running through this one.
Oh, man.
I put hashtag sorry. Happy school.
I enjoyed doing this show with you, Michael.
It's not out. Did I just get fired?
And I'm doing hashtag happy bank for the bank.
Did I just get fired?
We've stayed pretty uncontroversial now, buddy. We're in it. So let's just get
of
in
all
it.
The things I said about Marvel movies, nothing. No, but the reality of it is he's right.
Next, we're going to talk about politics and religion and everything else. So let's go.
Stop. Well, I got to go.
Just going to get relaxed here. Let me lay back, pull my mic. By the way, I really love this mic.
That it's a good one. Right, yeah.
There. I don't know if you can even hear me because I refuse to wear your headphones.
You're in there good.
And I promise you I will never wear the headphones that he's got on. They'll fall down below my ears.
Look, they go back. They reform.
There's no way.
These memory foam.
That thing is stretched to the max.
Now, there's this thing that at East Elementary, I put hashtag happy school because it was my goal. And I know this may sound unpopular to some leaders, but my goal was to make the environment happy for your kids and your teachers and your parents. Because if you're happy coming to work, you're going to be more successful, more productive. And frankly, who wants to work somewhere they're not happy? So I absolutely did. I fought, whether it was delivering coffee. Gosh, the assistant principal right now, I guarantee today he's delivered somebody a cup of coffee in their classroom, making copies, hugging a child, whatever it is. But happy school. But I'm trying to do the same thing with the bank, happy bank. Everybody's amazing there. I told one of our managers the other day, she was talking about something that got done for customer appreciation. I said, this is one of the things that made me want to be here, because that connection among people in the organization almost mirrors what is East Elementary. When I was there, it was this.
Well, you don't always think of banks as happy places, right? So that's cool to, like I said, with my kids, you know, they're excited to go.
Absolutely. I mean, we have a good time at the bank. And that, again, that's the thing. When I
may come by and hang out today.
Come on.
Y'all have got me jazzed up now.
Well, I mean, the mentality I had of banking, my mother was a longtime Central Bank to Compass Bank employee, was always, you know, old guys in suits,
right,
and offices, that's cigars, stiff, boring. You walk in our bank, some days you'll walk in any of the offices and you'll have Disney movies on or the latest ball game or World Series recap. Something's on. Everybody's having a great time. Popsicles in the heat, you know, hot chocolate in the winter months. It's just a great place. Everybody greets you when you walk in. I always felt comfortable and welcome when I went there as a customer.
Now, here's why.
Why?
Starts you've with been, the leadership.
You've been, no, that's not what I'm going to say.
Dang, do I get that point though?
In all reality, how many times have you walked in somewhere, it's dead silent, and as soon as you walk in, everybody just looks at you and doesn't say a word, and it's the most awkward thing in the world.
That's it.
And a lot of times people, when they're coming to a bank, they're needing help with something, and they don't know if they can get that help or not. You're coming into a bank saying, hey, I need your help. Will you trust me enough to give me whatever amount of money? And so they're already a little bit on edge. So why make it worse by making it a for lack of a better term, a funeral home?
Oh, yeah. Well,
so why not make it a little more just to where it's doesn't need to be a place of sorrow. Nate, there's a fine line. You can't be just a complete carnival. You can't,
right.
It's you've got to be respected enough to be able to hold people's money. And then I hope that we send out that message. But at the same time, it's not the old days where you have to be a guy in a suit that comes out and is very stoic and can't crack a smile because I'm not going to work somewhere like that. And
I can't imagine Paul doing that anyway. And listen, I probably will have to edit this out, but you know, my uncle always says, most beautiful people in town at Premier Bank. That's why he goes.
Well, you tell
he
your uncle it. I said thank he you. He loves
it. I do a lot of care to keep it trimmed and looking nice.
Yeah, it used to be that way until we hired him. So. By the way, the facial hair used to be a lot darker when we first met.
So moving on to the next topic. Jeez, ouch.
I can't say much
there. Are we doing No Shave November?
Do I look like I'm doing No Shave November?
It's October 30th.
Do I look like I'm doing No Shave November?
It's October 30th.
No.
You did last year. Right. You had a good beard.
Yes, you did.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah.
Because I would love to see how it comes in. If it comes in white. Yeah, I've already been told I look a lot like George Clooney. So I just want to do.
If you're. The, yeah, when he's in the astronaut suit. I don't know if your head fit in that.
Okay. Is he reaching? Painful story.
Do it.
Masquerade ball. Of course, you know. Sponsor my Premier Bank of the South. I went to get a mask at party time. I walked in there. I said, I need a mask. And the ladies knew me, and they said, oh, let's get you a mask. Men's masks are up here. I said, I'm sorry. I need a Batman mask. I want to wear a Batman mask to the masquerade ball.
They didn't have one that fit you?
No. The adult Batman mask would go over my
head. Did it look like a little kid's mask? Like a little rubber mask?
Nose, the nose was up here pointing up. I couldn't get over.
Oh, man.
I said, well, it was a nice try. That's right.
What size hat do you wear?
7 7/8. Let's say an 8. Matt and Gentry and I were talking about that the other day. Yeah, I got.
I'm a 7 3/4 guy, so I feel your pain.
Yeah, no, you don't.
No, I mean my head's not near as just massive as yours.
Thank you for that.
Mine's above average.
Yeah, okay.
Did you dance at the ball?
No.
Was there any dance? God, actual dancing?
Off of that question. I thought
I did to a dance. What? In what capacity?
Wait. So they didn't dance at the ball?
No.
Okay.
It's a masquerade ball.
It was a beautiful ball, though. Beautiful.
He was the MC.
I'm confused a little. Is this? Am I the only one?
I don't think a ball is like what it used to be.
No, I gotcha. Okay.
This is victim service, and masquerade was a point everybody wore the mask.
Yeah. When I think of masquerade ball, I think of like the labyrinth, you know, and they're dancing around David Bowie, you know. Nobody.
I watched that movie Friday.
Did you?
It came on.
You know what I'm talking about.
It came on Roku.
You know.
And you can't not watch the labyrinth when it's on. Bet.
Oh man, you would love it.
Has he seen?
You
it?
Would
have
love
seen
it? It.
Wait, have you seen the labyrinth?
No.
We've got to set this up. Let's.
You can't say anything to me now. I tell you what. You watch Deadpool.
Thank you.
And Wolverine. All right.
Then we'll.
All right.
And can I say this about that movie? It's not just because of the one-liners and the comedy. There's some emotional.
Yeah.
Moment. Oh my gosh.
You know what is, and this sounds way too serious talking about Deadpool and Wolverine, but the depth of the acting in that is
Oscar.
It's neat to see. Mm. Think of a comic book movie, it's just, especially Deadpool, he's going to be just stupid, funny humor. But there is some acting, you're like, wow.
You can go from
this just stupid comic book movie to serious drama in the blink of an eye, and then it's back, and then it's one line, it'll snap you out of it, and you're like, okay.
These are blackout, aren't they?
Mirrored.
Because if people saw me, they would be honking relentlessly.
You just broke the fourth wall. You're not supposed to talk about anything going on.
Thank you, Michael. I love your sound effects.
Thank you.
You have a laser gun?
Laser gun.
I need some.
Because I could just...
Laser gun. Hold on.
Please tell me.
Let's go backwards
gun.
On that one.
Star Wars.
Like a pew-pew sound Skywalker. Or something?
Ooh, let's talk Star Wars.
We will be here till tomorrow.
You Star Wars guy?
I've seen them all.
Oh, okay. Let's move on to another topic.
Let me justify it, though.
There's no justification.
I haven't been thrilled with the latest.
No.
Okay. No. Yeah, no. Like the new...
Like what?
Spinoffs, no. Obi-Wan. I tried to watch that. It was the weirdest, like when Vader comes after him. And the fire stops at the line of fire. The little line of fire kind of keeps him from going out. Did y'all see this?
Oh, this is the main argument we have constantly, the final battle scene.
Yeah, that's... Scene.
We just can't.
They never should have had that fight. After, what is it, Mustafar?
Hold on. Are we talking about Obi-Wan?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't finish it after like episode 3 or something.
Well, you missed some pretty good Vader scenes.
Okay.
I'm a Vader guy.
Okay. Yeah.
You missed some scenes, but then the end scene's so stupid. It's just
bad.
They ruined it.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan and him were not supposed to ever meet. They're supposed to, whenever he cuts his arms and legs off, he's not supposed to see him again until he's on the Death Star.
Yeah.
Then they have that, and then they messed it up with Obi-Wan chasing the dollar.
But I liked the...
God, and nobody cares about what we're talking about.
I was about to say, let's go back to me and East Elementary. That was beautiful. I love what you said there. Say it again.
Have we talked about anything yet?
And then we moved on to the bank, climate and culture. Talked about the bank. I can't wait to see what else
you're
going to
do. Listen, I'll tell you this. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm having fun.
It's all about...
For the -5
maybe
people
maybe
watching.
Maybe it's really coming through the screen.
I do have to point out, he said there would be snacks. He told me it's like there's snacks. There's a whole table here with no snacks.
Who promised snacks?
Jacob. I don't go anywhere without food.
He's such a...
Can you DoorDash something?
I mean, we could. That was actually not a bad idea.
Maybe spice it up a little bit.
Ooh, hot ones. Don't talk about hot ones.
Here we go. What is your go-to place to eat around here?
Do I look like I'm picky about my go-to place to eat? I mean, just whatever's closest that I have a coupon for.
Well, all right.
Okay, so go-to place to eat. Pastries, Flavors. Candy, Colonel Coleman. Breakfast, Downtown. I mean, come on. I mean, Busy Bee. There's no question.
What kind of breakfast do you get?
Oh, man, traditional American platter. I get the scrambled eggs with cheese, bacon, toast, hash browns. Good cup of coffee and a Premier Bank.
So you're bacon, not sausage?
I'm bacon, not sausage. Now, don't get me wrong. Koneka comes second to nothing. Hickory smoke Koneka.
What second about all right, grits or hash browns?
Hash browns.
Really?
Yes. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to turn away a grit. Like I said, I'm not picky.
Catch up on your hash browns?
No. That's for a French fry.
But hash browns are...
Don't start. Do you put ketchup on your baked potato? Then stop talking.
Some people do.
I don't what? Do that.
Wait,
yeah,
what? That's the point. It's that. A potato. If you're going to
yeah, but it's base, not a fried potato. It's a baked potato.
Hash browns ooh, aren't. That's a really, right? really... That's,
this, but only the outside of the hash brown's fried. The inside is all potato.
What? That's... Mm. Wait a second. Hold on.
Hold on.
That logic does yeah, not compute. Yeah. So is the inside of a French fry.
It's just potato.
Dang.
Get away my hair now.
But no, I do not put ketchup on there. I do not put ketchup on there. No, not at all.
Jacob, do you, what do you, grits, hash browns?
Both.
Yeah. I was going to say, why choose?
I mean, that's, if you ask me, why bacon choose? Or sausage, both.
Both. Both. I like that.
Oh, yeah. I'm that guy that the restaurants love to see coming.
Man, Cracker Barrel used to have a double meat breakfast. They quit doing it. Core and I went to.
No, it's still there. It's under.
I asked. They went on the menu and they didn't have it. I said double meat. It had two things of patty sausage, two things bacon.
Do y'all like the patty or the link?
I'm a patty guy when I'm it comes to sausage. I'm a patty
guy. Prefer the patty?
Unless it's Kaneka.
Like smoked sausage, right is it, yes. Yeah. Of course, it's got to be in its casing, but I don't like the little sticks.
Somebody's having a book fair.
Having a what?
Book fair.
Why you say that?
Because of the Scholastic Book Fair is there.
Oh, you can see it in the picture. Oh, I didn't
see it. Oh, I see. I thought you were talking about the ambulance. I thought, was that code for something?
Yeah. If you'll look through my invisible shirt, you can see it.
Man, book fair days at school are amazing.
You just look like one of the other heads on the sign.
Michael, that's so good.
That was pretty good. I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Point. That was good. Floating head.
What do you... pew, pew, pew,
pew. He can't hear the applause.
Did you put applause?
Yes, he did. That was good. For himself.
I didn't realize that you were doing sound effects over here. There's no telling what he's done.
That was a first, though.
One thing is, I've never watched an episode of Us because I refuse to watch myself.
It's a shame because they're a lot of fun.
They're great shows.
I can't. I'll listen to everything I say and say, oh, you idiot, and you sound like a freaking hick.
Don't listen to you. Listen to me.
When you have this booming voice, it just comes through.
That's what I do. I listen to you and the guest. Do you know, watch it back.
Michael, one of the best parts of my job, that's the hardest part to do really, is social media. So I read the paper in the morning, see what's coming up, what we can be on. But I watch the show and like people come off, say, what's going on? And I have my feet up and I go, well, I'm watching the show because you have to know what's going on with the guests. Part of my job is to watch your show.
Hey, that's fun. Come on. That's great.
It's great.
Is there anything that you would like to talk about that we haven't talked about?
Well, you haven't talked enough about me.
I've got some questions in for you.
Hold.
I don't. I really don't. You just said we're doing TV at 10.
Goodness gracious.
I mean, do I wear a coat?
Off air with Michael Sarah.
I'm at the bottom. See? That's why
you'll
I'm
notice.
The
look, I've got on to him about this already. He gives himself the most dominant spot in the whole thing. Look,
somebody made fun of me.
I haven't even noticed this.
It looks like you're at Olin Mills getting your picture made.
JCPenney.
Yes.
Man, Olin Mills. Y'all weren't around then, but in the '70s, when you go take an Olin Mills picture, no joke, and you follow, they would rent out a room at the Holiday Inn on the ground floor, and you know, used to enter from the outside on the parking lot. So we just pull up to this hotel room, no joke. And open up, and this guy would, or one would, take our pictures as a family in a hotel room. And then we go back out.
That's
that
weird.
That was Olin Mills.
That's a little weird.
70s.
I don't know if that was Olin Mills or not.
He had a professional van.
Anyway, that's why we haven't talked about David any more than we have today.
70s were a wild time.
Any other cool stories you've got for us?
Woo-wee.
It's bad when my questions are bringing
us back.
Bring us back
closer, yeah.
All right, David, your Coleman experience. Is there anything that frightens you in Coleman?
Frightens me in Coleman?
Mm-hmm.
Would worry be a...
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a... That's a normal...
I love growth. I worry we're getting too big too fast. We're losing what I've called Mayberry. Since I moved here in 06, Mayberry. I told people it was the best kept secret in Alabama. Secret's out. I just worry we're growing. I fear that we're going to lose our identity and we're going to become this metropolis and then people are going to move to another small town. I want people to move back here. I love Coleman. I'm not born and raised here, but man, this place adopted me and my family, and it's been great to us. So I'm a Colemanite. Go Bearcats. And I fear that we're getting too big.
Do you think it's really that different?
As a person who got here, is that the perception, or is it? For me, it is. For me, it is. I mean, 31. I travel 31 all the time. What it used to be, what it is. 278. What it used to be, what it is. Every little piece of land is being developed. I don't know. I like small town. That's a personal thing. I like small town.
I got you.
It's on the first date. I mean, I watch Andy Griffith every day. So
I agree with him. There's a fine line. You've got to be very, very careful. Not saying that you got to stop anything.
No.
It's not because stop in this day and age, if you're standing still, you're dying.
You're getting left behind.
You've got to keep moving forward. But it is that it's that fine line between do you want to be a Birmingham, Madison. Madison is one of the fastest growing counties in the country.
And so you're saying grow but keep the charm.
And that's like a fine line to try to navigate.
That's hard, isn't it?
Like I come to work every morning passing Depot. I love what Park and Rec and the city is doing at Depot. I love the skate park. Kids needed that. I love the Chris Kendall markets. I loved Oktoberfest. I love all the things that make us hometown, small town. But hometown's about to be big town. But I love what we're doing there. I mean, I do. It's just
eventually, no matter what you do, and it's inevitable. Because again, if you're not growing, you are dying, unfortunately. Yeah. I mean, if you're stagnant, that means that eventually people are gonna leave or just something's gonna happen, and it's just you're gonna start losing folks. So you've got to continuously keep growing. But eventually you can fight it and fight it and fight it. You can do everything you can to keep that charm, but eventually it's gonna go away just by sheer volume of people that you have in a location.
Does it change? Maybe it's just different. Maybe it's just but it's a different kind of charm.
And change doesn't necessarily mean bad.
No, change can be planned and be successful.
Yes.
Positive.
And you've just got to – it doesn't mean that people haven't done this, but you can't look a year. You can't look 5 years. You can't even look 10 years. You've got to look a generation into the future and say, where are we going to be? Where do we want to be?
Mm-hmm.
And what are the steps that we can take in that 1, 5, 10 year time frame to help us at least give us the best chance to be where we would like to be? And you got to involve everybody in the community. The what I see is, especially, and this is going to get us, this really will get us canceled, but it's the truth. You take our national level politics, you've got a small group of people, and this is the way the founders meant for it to be. They were supposed to be representatives of their constituents to go to Washington and bring forth together ideas from all around the country into a local spot, hash it out, and come up with new ideas to help move us forward. Mm-hmm. Well, as you get career politicians in there over the long term, the constituents have went away.
Yeah.
That to bring the ideas to a location to get it to where it's disseminated. They talk about it. They come to a conclusion, then disseminate it has went away. Now you've got that small group of people that are keeping everything centralized, and then they are sending out edicts from Washington saying this is what you do. If you're not careful, that filters down to your state and local levels. And that's what, and that's not the case here.
No,
here,
not here, not here.
Here, you've got, and I'm rambling a little bit, but I'm going to get to my point. National level, it's easier to get away from your
and
everyday
hide, like
people.
Kind of hide.
You don't
away.
Even have to hide. It's just they can't get to you. Here, if you're on the city council, if you're on the school board, if you're on any of these other various local committees,
you're visible.
You got to go to work. You've got to go to church. You've got to go to your kids' school activities. You see everybody that it affects. And that's where unless you are just completely oblivious to everything, you're going to worry about what everybody says. You're going to take some input. You better, or you won't be in that position long. As long as we keep those values, I truly think that we'll be okay. And that's going to be change. I mean, David said it. It's you can feel that there's been a change. Does that mean it's good, bad, indifferent? That's up to the individual.
But if it's kind of what we're talking about earlier, where I was talking about the bank has culture, but yet each location has personality. Mm-hmm. As long as we keep our culture intact, our personality might change in various ways. But as long as that culture stays intact, that Mayberry appeal that he so aptly mentioned can stay intact. End of sermon, I'm done.
See, it's just it's just a fear. It's not that it's happening. It's not that it's done. It's just a fear. And spiders.
Spiders.
Yeah. Don't ask. I know. Spider-Man.
Just in Coleman? And
spiders. No. He just asked, what do I fear?
Yeah.
Spiders.
Well, he asked what your fear was in Coleman.
Oh, spiders. Everywhere.
If you're outside of Coleman, are you still scared of spiders?
Australia spiders. Those things are man-eaters.
Do you ever dream about spiders?
No.
He dreams about being bit by a radioactive
one. Becoming.
I grab them and just go.
Could you do that? If you could get Spider-Man's powers, would you lay in a bed
of
spiders?
If I knew it were radioactive and I get him, absolutely I would.
What is a 50-50 chance?
I'd have to move. Oh. I have to move. We don't have buildings large enough. Yeah. I'd be running through town. And I'm not known for sprinting a long distance marathon. So
you don't have a swimmer's body.
No, I do not.
What else you got after I went on my soliloquy?
Yeah, it took me to a different place.
Well, you got my vote. I'm just going to tell you.
I was going to say.
No, I'm not. I can tell you this. Now, I'm not going to say. I try my best to never say never, but I'm not a politician. I can't do it. I have no desire. You won't see me running for office for anything. That's just.
Isn't that the kind of person we need in there, though?
But see, that's what I was going to say. I think there's a difference between a politician and a public servant.
Mm. I agree. But I'm slightly opinionated, and sometimes that might offend people when I don't mean for it to.
But isn't that the beautiful thing about the First Amendment? We can have those conversations, people disagree, but if it's for the betterment of the community, and I know people disagree on it, that's where public service comes in. I think public service is amazing.
I wish we could get back to the day where we could have conversations, disagree, and walk away laughing.
Yeah.
You want to tell everybody about your gym, your workout routine?
I have lost.
I'm curious now.
I have lost 42 pounds.
He has. Really? He really has.
I went from 44 waist to a 40.
What, do you have a method?
Mm-hmm. Eat better, exercise more.
He goes to the gym for about 5 hours a day.
What do you do at the gym? You lift or you run?
I like that you asked that question. I do 60 minutes of cardio. I walk 30 minutes and ride the recumbent bicycle 30 minutes, all while watching a show.
What do you watch?
Oh, man, Vikings, Black Sails. Kingdom, man, all the great stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Black Sails is pretty good.
Black Sails is awesome. I'm on season 3 now.
Oh, I'm not there yet.
Oh, it's so good. It gets better as it goes.
Does it?
But after the cardio.
Nerds.
Okay, hold on. That reminds me. Have y'all seen Lord of the Rings?
Oh, man, you want to talk about Middle Earth? I forgot about that. That's what we started the whole thing with.
Yeah.
Well, back to the conversation because we'll stay on topic here.
Okay.
Do my weight groups. And I spent about 40 minutes in the sauna. That place is heaven.
The sauna?
Sauna is amazing.
So you feel some, I mean, it does something for you? Do you do
research? Research shows, no, for a man at my age, over 50, 20 to 30 minutes a couple of days a week, your chance of cardiovascular disease drops, I think,
60%. 60%?
I'm telling you.
Just by sitting in the sauna?
Sitting in the sauna.
I didn't know that.
Well, when you start doing it, you'll make it 10, 15, about to die. But now you just, there's just this comfort level. It just goes, it's fantastic.
Wow.
Oh, man,
but no, I eat a lot less. I eat better.
This is when people turn the show off.
You asked.
No, I didn't. He did.
I did.
You did. Did he ask?
I didn't ask about the sun.
You said tell
I was
about
trying to talk about Middle Earth, and you went back to
it. Are we seriously going? Because we're going to be another hour.
I think
hour.
We need to
are
go down that talk road.
Frodo and Bilbo.
Yeah.
And
now, we're talking Amazon, right? The new one.
Oh, you want to talk about Rings,
the
of,
Rings
of
Power?
Rings of Power.
Have you watched it?
I'm up. I'm close. I'm almost caught up.
How are we supposed to talk about it if you haven't even seen
the end of it?
Well, here's what's happening is these shows end, and then you got to wait for a year and a half. So we kind of linger it out.
Do you
not
wait for Christmas the next year?
We linger it out.
Wait for your birthday the next year? Wait for your anniversary?
You only have one, though. That's just one.
This isn't coming out until 26.
Yeah.
That's painful, though.
So I'm trying to.
Oh, we're avid watchers.
What episode, Gerald?
We just finished the one. The one. Where the.
Don't say Frodo because you're on the wrong show.
No, I'm not there. They just kind of sacked the tower, the castle, where they were building the rings. The battle where they.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Yeah. And they released the big troll. Yeah.
Okay. So has Celebrimbor and Zelen faced off yet?
No.
No, but I'll tell you what I like, okay, though. One cool part was how Celebrimbor was sort of in his own world. He didn't realize the disarray.
You know how that came to be.
Right, yes.
Here it goes. Here it goes. He's gone. That's it.
Go give it to me.
I mean, that's...
How long? How much tape do you have? Are we doing tape?
We're going...
What's your space?
God, people have flipped on and off to this. It's like, fast forward. That is part of Sauron's illusion.
Right. He sort of has that power.
You haven't seen an... He doesn't sort of have that power. He is the Great Deceiver.
The Great Deceiver.
You know, they say...
Is that his name? Is that kind of his... Yeah.
They say the that Tolkien Deceiver. Put... He put him in the image of Satan.
Okay.
So he it's is, all deception he is the most evil person that you will find.
Should he read the book?
The Silmarillion?
Silmarillion. I haven't read it.
Oh, that's where, yeah.
I mean, you need to if you really want to. If you really want to be nerd out, then that's the way to do it.
If you want to really nerd out.
It's not
going to
lower my nerd cred. I can tell you that.
I told him about this. No plug, I promise. But Audible gives you free books when you start. And Silmarillion by
one of them.
Andy Serkis, Gollum, is one of the books.
Wow.
You started listening to Silmarillion?
Not yet. Because you only got like 7 days.
I will say this. It's tough reading, and I couldn't listen to it. It's tough reading.
I'm better at listening.
Now, I've read The Hobbit.
It's in that old English.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ninth grade. Absolutely. Yeah.
The Hobbit's good. Have you read the Lord of the Rings books?
I did a long time ago.
There's a lot more in those books than's in the movie.
Yeah. I need to go back and reread those as an adult.
And this is something, this is a common misconception. You know, in Lord of the Rings, Sauron, the big eye, that's not his only form.
No.
Even in the movies, he still has a physical form. That big bad guy is inside.
He's in there.
Barad-dûr, if you really want me to get nerdy.
Get in there.
That's
it.
That's the tower.
Okay.
Gosh.
Did you play any of the games or anything?
No.
Card games or any that came?
No.
Play sports. Looks kind of neat.
Yeah.
You don't do any of the card games, nothing like that?
You think I am a nerd?
Yeah, we're geeks. That's a whole different, dynamic. Geek and nerd.
Have y'all ever been to that store over by Buena Vista? Gamer Geeks?
No.
I didn't know it was one.
Check it out. It's pretty cool. Okay. They got a lot of neat stuff in there.
What's in there?
All video games. They probably have comic books. They do a lot of Warhammer. I don't know if you heard of Warhammer.
Yeah, heard of it, but yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I don't know anything
Stop
about
by.
It.
It's pretty neat, though. They do a good. It's cool. I think they had do like tournaments, Pokemon tournaments, and but anyways, they have a Lord of the Rings.
You're a Pokemon guy, aren't you?
My kids are. I never got. It was a little bit after.
Oh, I forgot you're old.
Yeah, it came out a little bit after.
You want to talk old? That came out what, 98 or so. I was teaching second grade at Kerry Woods in Auburn. I used those cards because the kids were at Hastings Bookstore and Books A Million in Auburn. I would go see what they did. Yeah, I was single. Went and watched them play guards. I used those cards to teach mathematics in second grade. Their powers, their evolutions.
Hey, that sounds like a good idea.
Well, then the principal banned them because they were becoming a distraction at school, which they were. But she let me keep using them in class. You got to get creative.
Do you know anything about them? Did you know what the good ones were?
Onyx.
Huh?
Onyx, the Pikachu, Onyx cards. Squirtle. Yeah.
I've heard of that. Is that the shiny one?
Balbazar. He's a rock. Shiny card. He's a rock Pokemon.
Pikachu?
Pikachu.
Pika.
I remember that.
I wish I had that recorded for a sound effect.
You were principal when the Fox song came on.
Oh, my gosh. We danced to that and made a video and put it on YouTube.
The Fox song. What does the fox say?
Yeah,
that, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Is that the biggest fad that came through since you were principal?
No, Gangnam Style.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That's big. We did all the songs that came out in the gym, in PE classes, and videoed them. Yeah. I put them all on social media, and we put them on YouTube. Gangnam Style was the biggest one. Now, we did have the challenge where everybody would dance on something, they freeze, and you go through. Sixth grade teachers did an amazing job. They would go through, they'd be dancing, and all of a sudden they just freeze, and they were just...
Is that the Harlem Shuffle? The Harlem Shake?
Harlem Shake. Harlem that Shake? Was it. Something like that, yeah.
Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah,
God, those were the best days.
Yeah.
We did amazing things at Little
Macarena.
School.
The Macarena.
Oh, good gosh.
You were teaching back then.
I was teaching. It was popular.
I was in elementary school.
I was teaching. He could have been my student. Think about that. Let's put it in perspective.
You were probably in high school years old.
No, we were in high school together.
Yeah, you're not far away.
We were in there.
Briefly.
Briefly.
1 year.
Yeah, yes. Actually.
It really was. Hey, this guy was an awesome tennis player?
Medium. Fair. Yeah, no, I didn't. No, I'm really not. You had like your Rusty Walkers of the world.
Yeah.
That guy. Let me put it this way. When we played doubles, if we ever lost,
it was your fault. Was
always my fault. Always.
Did he let you know it?
No. He was very nice about it. And, super, super good guy. Now, Coach, Coach Burks might have let me know it.
Johnny, he's a good guy. He's a good – that's the best part is he talks about – as a tennis coach, you expect somebody just about there doesn't care. Best thing about him is
he cared.
Wear everybody out.
He cared.
I mean, it was like being on a football field, which is great.
That is great.
It's just you just don't see that a whole lot anymore. You still play?
No.
You need to play pickleball.
That's what I was just about to say. I want to get on it. Do you play pickleball?
No, my 15-year-old does. She loves it.
Yeah, I want to start.
No.
I want to try it out.
$50 a game.
If you're giving me the $50 a spot, yes, absolutely.
I mean, we'll put some – I'll give you 5 shots.
I don't even know how to play.
I'll teach you.
Why is it called pickleball?
Yeah, why is that?
Why is it pickleball?
Why is football called football?
Because you kick it with your foot and there's a ball. I don't know.
Have y'all seen this? I'm going off topic.
He just goes right off
topic. The SNL skit with Nate Bargatze. Oh, he's acting like George Washington.
One of the best skits of all time.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I laugh.
Metric system.
I've just seen it. I don't watch SNL anymore, but I saw it.
But that was
it.
Funny.
One of the best ones.
Yeah, I've seen in a long time.
We're not going to use meters. We're going to use yards. There's 12 inches to a foot. So 12 feet. To a yard?
Nope.
We're going to name animals and the food that comes from them different names.
Yeah, that's good.
If you haven't seen it, check it out on YouTube.
Cow is going to be beef.
Yeah. Pig is going to be pork. What about chicken?
What's chicken?
Chicken. I wonder if he wrote that one. He's brilliant.
He's fun. And he never cracks a smile the whole time. It is is so funny.
You almost feel like he's miserable sometimes when he tells jokes.
Yeah.
Some are so he just.
Even his stand up is just.
I mean, it's like wah wah.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that comedy's taken more of a front row today, even in politics and everything else. Yeah. There's more comedians coming out. It's a way to just go out and just have a good time.
Yeah.
Don't get offended by everything. It's just a joke. Let it go. It's like I'm saying that people now because I hope people don't get offended by anything we said today.
They might.
David, thank you. I've enjoyed it.
Welcome.
I've enjoyed talking to Michael a little bit more than you, but.
can I share real quick before you go? Went to Lynn Garden last night. Cora asked to go there for supper. And my fortune, I had this on cue.
What to say?
This is amazing. You will win a prestigious award for your work. I cannot wait until my annual review or Christmas party, because see what you're going
to
award me.
Excuse me. Do you remember those nice words I said to you earlier?
Yes, sir.
That's your reward.
But you said that was about East Elementary.
No, I did not. I said something about you being at the bank, too. So how quickly we forget.
Well, he said he's got it recorded, so we're good.
Look at that backside of that thing. It says, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Well, all right. Start the music.
Just finished.
It's finished. You're welcome.
See, you can talk to Dadgum Long.
You Start know me. Again. You know me, and you brought me on the show.
How is it there?
There it is.
Oh, and now the music's playing the right time this time.
It was the right time, but he came in on the fortune cookie.
Again, this is just off air with David Wiggins now.
Brought to you by Premier Bank of the South.
So,
the friendliest bank in town.
Thank you to both. David, thank you.
You're welcome.
Michael, as always, enjoyed it. See you next time.
See y'all.